What do young people often talk about with their friends? Young people today have no shortage of conversation topics. With the world becoming increasingly smaller due to the increased prevalence of the digital news cycle, young people frequently discuss world affairs and politics with each other. This is compounded by the fact that youth culture today tends to be very politically engaged and aware. A typical conversation between friends might take the form of general pleasantries, followed by a period of catching up, before lapsing into a discussion as to the current state of the world. Keeping up with these sorts of happenings through social media or news blogs sees that conversation remains lively and that one never runs out of things to say. Is talking with friends face to face always better than talking on the phone or online? With more and more of social interaction taking place online these days, face-to-face encounters with friends are becoming less common than they once were. Such a cultural shift can carry with it detrimental effects. For example, an over-reliance on online interaction can lead to one's social skills declining from a lack of practice. This means that a person is generally less prepared in dealing with people, be this in a context of friendship, or even business and economic settings. Consequently, it is healthy for friends to regularly attempt to meet and talk face to face rather than interacting exclusively online. What is the importance of listening carefully when talking with friends? Conversations are a two-way street. Not only are you expected to offer positions and thoughts of your own, but also to pay attention to and engage with those of your interlocutor. To do otherwise is generally seen as deeply impolite. By ignoring what is said to them by their friends, one runs the risk of causing offense, as if their thoughts and opinions are not of value. Moreover, speaking over one's friends without listening to their half of the conversation can be seen as equally selfish and arrogant behavior. All in all, the act of listening when talking with friends is just as important as speaking. What are some everyday situations when people need to talk with people they don't know? Language is one of the most useful and versatile tools available to us in our daily lives. Because of this, there are many everyday problems we can solve through the employment of language. This commonly takes the form of having to communicate with complete strangers. For instance, one might struggle to find what they need in a supermarket and will have to communicate their needs to a member of staff. Navigation is also another commonplace scenario in which it behooves one to engage with strangers. It is more sensible to simply ask people for directions than to wander around lost. At some point in everyone's life, they will encounter a situation in which talking with people they don't know is necessary. Why do some people find it difficult to talk to people they don't know? Many people today struggle with social anxiety. Subsequently, they might feel uncomfortable in the presence of strangers, and therefore be less likely to speak. There are a number of factors which dictate why this might be the case. Some people might refrain from conversations with strangers out of a fear of social embarrassment. They could be unconfident in their own eloquence and thusly find it humiliating to speak with people they don't know well. Another reason could be a general distrust of strangers, which sees the prospect of talking with people as vaguely threatening. These elements combined can make it difficult for people to start up conversations with people they don't know. Do people talk to strangers the same way they talk to friends? In general, it is seen as socially bizarre behavior to talk with strangers as one would with their friends. Addressing a person one does not know in an overly familiar fashion can be seen as disrespectful or inappropriate. For example, a person might take offense at certain jokes or manners of expression, which might well be perfectly acceptable within one's friend group. Because of this, when addressing strangers, generally a more formal and respectful register is used, as to avoid causing any unintended offense. It is always important to ensure one's interlocutor is comfortable in this regard.